Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Dag was going to be in here tonight. David Allen.
That's him.
Also known as my main man. I was going to be in Hawaii tonight, and Dag was going to fill in for me, and then I decided not to go to Hawaii, so Dag decided not to come in.
Exactly.
It's his birthday.
His birthday, his girlfriend's in town for one day. What's he going to do?
He doesn't have girlfriends. He has prostitutes.
Well, she's just here for one day.
Well, he's just pay her for another day, and she'll stay another day. You can have him for a month if you want to.
You know how they have those enough. Porn star weekends and things? He only gets her for one day.
All right. He is a messed up dude.
Oh, God.
He kids about it, but boy, he is a mess.
Now, come now.
Now, you know what I'm saying.
How dare you?
No, he's smart.
Our friend?
I love the guy.
He, I saw him on Conan a couple nights ago. And he was sort of discussing a new show. He was on a Broadway. I thought, wow, he got the part. Remember when I ran into him in New York? We flew back together. And it closed about 3 days later.
Oh.
It's called Mambo, and he said one of the reviews called it Mambo Bombo.
Wow.
That's very encouraging.
I did the first thing I ever got reviewed, some sketch comedy thing. It the director's name was Mark Sweeney. The first, like, 8 words were, Mark Sweeney's bloodless conception is dead on arrival. That was the first. I've been swinging a hammer for like 9 years as the first review had ever been written. I thought, wow.
Here it goes.
This is rough. It's on. And it's been minus 4 stars ever since.
See how much that means.
Deadless. Bloodless conception is dead on. It was a sketch comedy thing. It wasn't like
a
revival
of
Frankenstein or something like that. It was just sketch. It was a sketch comedy troupe. I don't even know where the bloodless conception part.
Right. Weird.
That was awesome. And also, it was that horrible rag, I think, LA Weekly.
Yeah.
Super lefty communist paper. Nothing but advertisements for like futons and boob jobs in the back. Yeah, I don't know. And then a long story about Nancy Reagan being one of the original Sandinistas or something, you know, in the cover. It's awesome.
Angry.
Great journalism. But, the two things I remember about this review was that first line, and then somewhere in the body of the story, it said the only thing that was good about the thing was Adam Carolla.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was like, oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt good about that.
Wow.
And then it went on to make a point and a little lesson on creative writing, which is good comedy is not banged out on a typewriter. It is honed at the workshop. Using one of my sketches as an example of good comedy, which was honed at the workshop, except for it was banged out on a typewriter by a guy. I said, I got an idea for a bit, and I just told him to go home and write it, and he went home and wrote it.
Oh,
we never did it in the thing. So
nice.
That's all you need to know about reviews and reviewers and these rags, which is...
They have no idea.
Here's your shining example of the only thing that's good about the show. Here's why it was good, except for it's the exact opposite of those reasons you said.
Right. The reality is exact opposite.
No, everything else was banged out in... Everything else was honed in the workshop, but the one that was banged out on the typewriter...
That was it.
It was the one I told John McCann. John, go bang this out on the typewriter.
John McCann, Ned Heem?
Skipper Ned Heem. Andrew?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Hey, Rockola.
What's happening?
Good evening, guys. I have a question for the passionate Dr. Drew, actually.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Out of interest lately, I've been reading about retrograde ejaculation, and I've heard that it can be self-induced.
Hold on a second. Whoa. Out of interest?
Well, I mean, I've heard about it, and then I was curious because it said that you can learn how to induce it as a means of contraception. And
No, don't do that.
Nobody said that.
Have you heard of any incidents of this? Is this physiologically possible?
Yeah. You push under your perineum, and you can send stuff back in your bladder, but it's not reliable. Stuff kind of leaks forward.
Nobody said this is a form of contraception, except for maybe some of the JOs on the internet.
Well, no, you know what it is? The people that want to retain their chi.
Ah.
All that stuff.
Who said this was a form of contraception?
Actually, Drew nailed it right there. In fact, wackos on the internet, in fact.
Oh,
but they say that
right.
It's ill-advised because it's difficult to unlearn.
Well, not only unlearn, but it's not what's, you know, it's not what's meant to happen.
What do you mean difficult to unlearn? You might
start happening spontaneously, yeah.
If you put pressure on your perineum or your taint, as it were, for 100 times and then didn't use your hand for the 101st time, nothing would come out?
It's possible.
Really?
Well, you can cause narrowing and stricturing in that area, yeah, cause irritation,
but like,
inflammation.
What about, you know, people who sneeze and sort of grab their nose, if you did that 100 times, but if you moved your hands, it's not... bubble would come out,
yeah,
the 101st.
But there's no valve there like there is down in the prostate area.
Oh, no, really?
Let me get my thing out again.
No, I don't want to see your thing out.
Here you go.
Put your penis away.
No, not that thing.
Andrew.
Probably a bad idea then, huh?
All right, don't monkey.
Not a great idea.
Don't monkey.
Not a horrible idea, but not a great idea.
Well, look, here's the thing. Anything that's trying to come out of your body that you stop from coming out right when it's about to come out?
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to, you know, not sneeze, and it's okay not to ejaculate, but at that second where you're doing it, don't pinch anything off.
That's the ejaculatory ducts right there.
Mm-hmm.
See that thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're pushing up on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sending you push.
How long the penis is?
Well, that's way up inside the body. It's where you put the. See,
I
that's
could
why
start counting that, right?
Well, that's why you put the ruler right there.
How much?
Where it starts.
Yes, as you know, I believe the penis is measured from the center of the anus.
Look.
Yeah, center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
Well, that's a little licensed there.
All right, let's go, buddy.
All right.
Yeah. Sonia?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I have a question. I think I might be a sex addict.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Well, I've lost my virginity when I was 12.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And since then, I've had sex with 13 guys and numerous girls.
Oh.
Hmm. How old was the guy you lost your virginity to?
15.
Hmm.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Do you have any alcoholism in your family?
Not that I know of.
She just runs hot.
Yeah. This, I think, is more sort of what we might call acting out at your age than necessarily addiction. Have you been depressed?
Yeah, for a while, for about 5 years now.
Since you started all this sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the manifestations of depression or bipolar depression even, is bad grades, truancy, sexual acting out, all that in a person your age may be a sign of depression. But, you know, 17-year-olds don't always get sad and cry. They may feel kind of depressed, but then they sort of what's called act out their feelings. They go and do all these crazy things,
mm-hmm.
and that's more a sign of the depression than anything else. You really don't meet the usual criteria for sexual addiction, and I dare say I'd be hard-pressed to label somebody with sexual addiction under the age of 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Why?
It's tough. First of all, you'd have to see a history of sexual abuse, have to see a history of family history of addiction.
I'll tell you what's tougher, over 50.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're working on it, though.
Yeah, but you just don't want to label.
No,
it's
no.
Like, hey, it's grandma, yeah, come on, that's enough.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonia.
Yeah?
Also, Drew, isn't it easier, like, when you start, you get in that sort of little shame spiral, everything becomes easier. Like, you know, you're on a diet, and you break your diet, and you eat a donut. The second one's easier. The third one's even easier. And then your sixth one, you almost have to eat. It's like, there's
momentum.
Yeah, there's a weird human thing, which mm-hmm. is when you start screwing up, and it's interesting, which is, okay, you're on this diet of, you know, you're not going to have any sex or you're not going to whatever, and then you slip up and screw up, and then you start feeling shame, and then you just have this weekend
right.
where it's binge.
Yeah, shame is what generates the desire to do more, and doing more creates more shame, and you get in this sort of spiral of activity.
Right. It's a weird thing. It's sort of like... I mean, everything is this way. It's like you're gambling and you lose, so you think, I'm going to make it up on this hand, and then right. you lose that, and then you freak out and bet more. But really what you need to do is just walk
Stop.
Away.
Yes, exactly.
But it's like, it's sort of like unsatisfying, like as it pertains to like something like dieting. Like you're on this diet, you break your diet and eat a donut. all right, well, I ate one donut. I'm going to stop and get back on my diet. No. Somehow it doesn't feel like you've learned anything or done anything.
What do you
mean?
You've activated a drive. Now you've brought the drive on. It's created cravings. The whole system is active.
Right.
And now you're just going with it.
Is that sort of what alcoholism is?
Absolutely.
Because the people you know in life who slip up, eat the donut, and go, well, that was a mistake, but tomorrow I'll eat a salad, they don't seem to ever have any real problems,
right.
Do they?
Right.
They just, they're
fine.
They're back to salad, they put on 3 ounces, then shed the next afternoon,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
People don't really realize it's the fifth one. It's not the first one that causes
but
the problem.
But it's beside the point. They're into this sort of momentum. It has a drive. You know,
right.
Drives are active, and they're hard to resist.
Jesse?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah.
All right, so what does Sonia need to do? Just stop?
Sonia needs to get her depression treated.
Okay.
She needs to see a doctor. She lives in Pasadena. Go over to Los Encinas and get it checked out.
Jesse?
I think you need to see someone because... You can always stop yourself.
What's that, Jesse?
Yeah, you need to choose to stop, Adam.
You do.
That heroin you're doing, you just got to stop yourself.
Wow. Well,
just stop it straight
I'm
out.
On speed now.
Well, the speed,
yeah,
too. Just stop
saying.
That straight out.
What's that saying, Jesse?
Addiction
it's
is just
me,
you.
It's not like anybody's holding a gun to her head saying, you need to have sex.
That's true. Well, but I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And you know.
Just, how much do you.
It is what it is. I'll tell you that.
And people that diet, to break their diets.
Oh,
just
listen. Jessie's 16. She's from Iowa. She knows what she's talking about. What's going on, Jesse? You're bisexual?
Well, I think I am, and I haven't told my parents, which they're actually in the other room, so I've got to be really quiet.
All right.
Why would you tell your parents?
Because it's really uncomfortable, like, going somewhere and checking out a girl, and then my mom kind of giving me weird looks.
Yeah.
Adam's mom used to bug him when he checked out.
Well,
too.
If we'd actually gone anywhere ever, that could have come up.
But
yeah.
Well,
once in a while, I'd be sitting in a crappy living room and a hot chick would walk through.
Or I'd
eyeball
or
her.
Or on TV. Or
oh, yeah, actually on TV. Yeah. On Maud, Adrienne Barbeau was
right,
hot.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I remember her.
Yeah
we
had to hide that.
It's kind of hard to
tell
black and white with the... The dangle was kind of screwed up. It rolled a little bit, but I could see those big jugs. Yeah, Jesse, all right, what's up? Who are you angry at? Tell your mom. traveling
well,
with your mom.
Really mom. It's more or less my stepdad because he always accuses me of being like a rug muncher and goes around my house and calls me a lesbian and everything.
And the perfect way to get back at him is to become one.
What's up with your stepdad?
Yeah.
He's just kind of an ass.
Kind of.
How long's he been around?
About 3 years.
Who, where's real dad?
I have no clue.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And
as far as
so,
I know, he's probably somewhere selling crack right now.
That's nice.
Okay. So a fondness for the man. Did he leave when you were a baby?
Yeah. He used to abuse my mom, so.
Shocking. Mm-hmm. All right, so Jesse, you got problems, baby.
Right.
But the good news is you just pick yourself up by your own bootstraps and dust yourself off and take care of it.
That's
right?
Pretty much it. It's just I want to get everything out in the open so I don't have to sit here and constantly lie.
Well,
what are you lying about?
What are you lying about? It's your own business.
Well, when my parents accuse me of it, I always tell them no, I don't look at girls and everything, and I do.
Oh, they don't accuse you. They're not serious about that.
Well, my stepdad's very serious, actually. He's announced it to people just to humiliate me.
No, he has not. He has not. Let me tell you something about angry girls. Let me explain. I know the syndrome well.
Because
I grew up with one. Dad screws them over, and then any man who comes in to whatever, somebody says, I'll see you in gym class. They heard you've got a fat ass. You need to work out.
Right.
That's all. They just hear horrible things from men from that point on because original dad broke their heart. And look, here's the deal. What those guys need to do, actually, my stepdad was smart. He never talked to anyone. At least that way, he never actually could get accused of saying something. But
that's where he developed that habit, I suspect.
Of what?
Of just not talking.
Yeah, it was probably smart. My sister probably taught him that. Jesse?
Yeah.
Look, you're a mess, baby. And you don't need to get, you don't need to come clean with anybody about your bisexuality.
Absolutely not. It's more chaos.
It's your business. Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him about that, too?
Okay, thank you.
No.
All right, goofball. Have fun. Listen, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant.
Do you hear
That's
us?
All you got to do.
All righty.
What are you using
all
for birth control?
Who cares? Listen. Look, Jessie's a mess. Her dad's an a-hole. What are you going to do? I know No Child Left Behind, but let's get serious. All we can do, I'm telling you, with Jessie, just don't get pregnant. That's about it. I would consider that...
triumph.
Bigger mm-hmm. than a triumph. I'd consider that like her being president. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really would. If she could not get pregnant by...
26.
Oh, no.
24?
No.
22?
21, 22. Yeah. I would say... No, I mean, because the over-under right now is 18.
Yeah.
17 and a half. Well, pregnant at 17, birth at 18.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, these poor kids, you know? Mm. The dads are such a-holes. Mm-hmm. They just F the kid up, and especially women. Here's the thing. Women, man, they're made out of paper mache. You can't leave them in the rain. They fall apart. You can't screw with them. Guys end up getting into Taekwondo and opening a dojo one day.
Right.
And freak out in their 50s on some guy at a supermarket, but that's about it.
Or they, I mean? Become a, you know, a more aggressive criminal type.
Well, if
sociopath.
You if you beat on him.
Yeah.
Usually. But the thing, well, that's true. But the thing about the women is their mind gets scrambled.
Yeah.
When daddy doesn't love them, when daddy doesn't show them attention, they get scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go through their life sort of scrambled. Got a stepdad who's calling. He's actually shouting to other people. She's a lesbian.
Look at my rug-munching daughter. That's what she said.
Right, right.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's,
it's
I'm sure.
not happening. Oh, by the way, I'm sure he's in a perfectly good a-hole. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Nancy?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have two questions. One is, I've been listening to the show since I was 12. I really love you guys, Adam. I was wondering if you could do a little bit of Ace Rock Hola thing tonight. I haven't heard that in a while.
Hmm. All right. Take that
cool.
under consideration. Get a little traffic. And oh, you know, we'll get the weather out. Get the weather report out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've listened to a lot of traffic and weather lately, by the
Weather's
way.
Weather's been very diverse lately. Actually,
well, you know, Southern California, late June.
Late night, early morning,
July.
Clouds.
Yeah, fog's burning off by the afternoon. 70s in the by the beaches, 80s inland, 90s, going to get up to 90s. Oh, hold on a
the
second.
High deserts.
Wait a minute. I was going out. I wrapped myself in foil and chicken fat, and I was heading outside. But what are you saying? I'm going out to North Hollywood. What do you say?
He said it could be 85 in North Hollywood.
What? He said it was minus.
No, 85, and even hotter in the higher altitudes.
Oh, you mean if you go down the low deserts?
Low deserts.
But the beach, it's hotter than that, right?
No, cooler there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out. Look out for traffic. Look out for brake lights on the Artesia exit out in Guadalcanejo out there. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of fun with my, I have a new super gay assistant. We sit, and he's from Georgia.
Oh.
So he's only been here. He's been in town for about a year.
Oh.
And we sit and listen to AM radio every morning while I beef about stuff. And, it's on in the background, but they break away for the traffic every about 35 seconds, and they just start mentioning these. But at the DeVore Pass, and I just have fun. I go, you ever heard of that place? No. I don't know where that is. What about Conejo? Never. No, I don't. I realize he's been in town for a year. He's never even heard of most of the places that are slow and go, or you should look out for brake lights, because they're 60, 70 miles out of town.
Yes. Yes, the weather, the traffic reports in Los Angeles cover conservatively 400 square miles.
400 square miles.
Conservatively.
I know.
That's maybe it's more like 600 square miles.
Mattress and Lanes at the Zizix exit. It's out in Baker, California. It's three quarters of the way to Vegas.
Think about it. It goes from like San Clemente.
Yeah.
It's like basically almost to San Diego. To almost to Ventura.
The DeVore Pass.
It goes over the mountains into the desert of Palmdale,
like
Lancaster.
Like snow in Mount Pinos. That's going to be closed off.
Over to DeVore and the DeVore Pass and that stuff and Arrowhead. It's like, it literally is like
a
Boston traffic report, including Hartford.
Yeah, I know. Actually, Hartford, we do cover it, Hartford now in the LA one.
That's right.
Hey, Hartford, look out for Mattress and Lanes. I just sit there and I just say, everyone just listens to these idiotic traffic reports and gets something. And here's my challenge to everyone. Here's my challenge to you. Because I have this theory that all they want to do is waste our time and pick up another sponsor. But they've brainwashed you lemmings into thinking that you need this thing. Here's my challenge to everyone. Close your eyes and think about the last time you heard a traffic report. I don't even hear them when I'm in my car, by the way. I hear 90% of them when I'm in my bedroom.
Imagine a world without the traffic report.
No.
What would you lose?
Oh, I know I would be losing nothing, but people argue with me all the time. So here's the test I want to put to you people. When is the last time you acted on a traffic report? How many times in
Amos
the last...
Amos Ubangus told me he acted on one once.
Angus Bangus?
Angus Ubangus.
Angus Ubangus. How many times have you done it in the last 5 years, and did it save you any time? Mm-hmm. Those are the two things. The answer to that is less than once. If you really break it down, versus how much your goddamn time did you spend listening to this bitch rag about the DeVore Pass? You could have driven around the moon 30 times in a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. We don't need it, everybody. We don't need the weather either. Yeah, but it's early morning clouds. Burn it off. Burn it off. Oh, boy. I got to dress accordingly. What is going on? And it's a good thing, because I was going to bring a muff.
Well, it depends.
Muck lucks and a muff.
In some areas, like a thunderstorm.
Not here. Not in June. Not in July. Here's the deal. Pipe up if something changes. Otherwise, why don't you just tell us how to inhale and exhale so we don't all suffocate?
Yeah.
Retard idiots.
Back to
Nancy.
Oh,
I can't stand it. I can't stand the traffic report. How many traffic reports have you heard, have you used, and how many of those backup beeps have you heard that you've gotten out of the way of?
Oh.
Zero. Zero and zero. Where's the outrage? All right. Traffic and weather.
Nancy? 20.
Idiot. Pussies. Oh. AM radio has some good talk radio, but those goddamn pussies never stop with the traffic and the weather. And they act like they're doing something for it. Oh, we got to break away. Ugh.
All right, Nancy, go ahead. What's happening?
Sorry?
Idiots.
Hello?
All right.
Well, not hearing a word Nancy's saying.
Now her phone went out.
There she
is. All right, now we got to take a break. Yeah. I know she keeps saying hello.
We can't hear it.
We have a fantastic phone system that lets all of America hear our callers,
look like
except
retards.
For weekend. Huh? Huh? Hello? Huh? Hello? You're going to have to speak up. Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, it's
Michelle,
awesome.
Can you please ask them to fix this?
No, they can't
please.
Fix it. They can't.
Line 5, especially.
Yeah. You got to look out for brake lights, though, on the 405. It's mattress in lanes.
Yeah.
In lanes. Yeah, look out for brake lights, you idiots. I'd like to strangle all those people. I really would. If I hear another goddamn weather report, I'm going to kill myself. Think of all the stuff you hear, including what's coming out of my mouth now that you just don't need to hear all day, every day. All the information. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. I may come back with expanded weather report.
Remix.
A little remix, yeah, after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, a little weather coming up for you today. Tell you what's going on. Stanton checking in at 71. Anaheim checking in at 71. Cudahy 71. West Covina 71. Glendale checking in 71. Artesia's checking in 71 degrees. Rosemead checking in 71 degrees. Early morning fog burning off into hazy afternoon sunshine. Mission Viejo checking in 71. Team 4 Copper Chucker Copper Chucker Chucker coverage. Team 4 Chopper coverage. Weather's coming up. Traffic coming up. Top of every hour. Top of every minute. Top of every sentence. Irwindale checking in. La Puente's checking in 71 degrees. Hacienda Heights checking in 71 degrees. Van Nuys checking in 71. 71 to Van Nuys. Mizrio 71 degrees. Sun Valley 71. Chilly. 71 in Sherman Oaks. A burning, hot, scorching 71 in Pasadena. A very mediocre 71 in Glendale. Covina 71. Team Chopper coverage of weather and traffic coming up at the top every hour, every 15 minutes, every break on the hour, on the hour and a half hour, and a quarter hour, and the 8th hour, and the 16th hour, and the 32nd hour, and 64th hour breaks, okay? Weather and traffic. Hey, this is your home for weather and traffic. You want to know about traffic? You want to know about weather? You want to know about weather and traffic? Or about traffic and weather? Check with us. Today's weather and traffic brought to you by Traffic and Weather. There's actually patio store called Traffic and Weather. They got traffic, they got weather, they got outdoor furniture, Redwood Furniture. Come on down. 71 Artesia, Traffic and Weather, check it in, top of the hour. And the news, Michael Jackson leaving the country. Trouble in the Middle East, 71 Artesia and Rosemead, Mattress and Lanes. That about it? That about cover your life, everybody? Everyone covered?
Caltrans got some cones down.
Caltrans, well, tell you what, give them a break, would you? Check out the cone zone. Remember, double fines for speeding in the cone zone. Give them a break. Click it or ticket. It's a law we can live with, everybody. 71, Hacienda Heights, Van Nuys, checking in 71, Sun Valley, 71. Slow it down, it's the end of the cone zone, everybody. Click it or ticket. 71 over in Artesia and Cudahy, checking in 71 degrees. Traffic, weather, weather, traffic, news, weather, traffic, weather, news, traffic, weather, news, and traffic. Checking in top of the hour, middle of the hour, and middle side part of the hour, too. And then the bottom of the hour, coming back with traffic, weather, and then the top of the hour, weather, traffic, and then news, traffic, weather, and traffic, weather, traffic,
tonight's
news.
Weather?
Tonight's weather, 71, Glendale. Late night weather, mid-morning weather. And then we'll be checking in with Sky Team Chopper 4 with Insta-traffic and Insta-weather, brought to you by Traffic and Weather. All right?
Here we go.
Because you got to know what's going on. You know, you don't want to hear a traffic report from, like, 1969. You got to hear one now. You know, you got to have Insta. You know, you want the Insta one. You know, like, you don't want some guy going, I feel like there could be some slowing on the 405 somewhere 2008, maybe 2010. No, that's not going to help if you're got you know running late for the airport.
No, of course.
And I don't want the past traffic.
Wait a minute.
You know,
you mean at 8 in the morning there could be some traffic on the way to the airport?
Oh yeah, no, oftentimes.
I need to hear the traffic to know that.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got to know, you got to know. Otherwise, there's no possible way. And then you get the Sky Chopper 5 up there with the Insta traffic because you know you don't want the traffic from like 1971. You don't want someone to go, well, there's a Oldsmobile Toronado that blew a radial tire out and a in a powder blue skirt with a bouffant hairdo on the side of the road. You don't need someone from, oh, Jim Morrison passed her by. You don't want anything from the past.
Oh, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Insta traffic and sky weather every eighth of a second. Nancy?
Yes.
Back to Nancy. What's the question?
My question is, I am a recovering heroin addict. I've been sober for about 2 months, and I wanted to know what the likelihood is I would experience a relapse. In the future.
You're a heroin addict. How are you
recovering? Yeah.
How are you treating the heroin addiction?
I quit cold turkey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what are you doing to treat your disease?
Nothing. I'm
you're
not
a heroin addict.
True. By the way, she's been listening since 12. She said earlier. You did a wonderful job with her baby.
Okay, relapse.
I just make fart jokes.
Relapse.
You dropped the ball.
Highly motivated, working hard. Relapse is about 60 to 80%. Okay. Doing nothing.
That you will do it.
Yeah. Doing nothing, it's 100%.
Highly motivated.
Yeah.
Well,
working hard, but hold on. For the
first year.
First year of a 20-year-old.
When she's asking, and they're relapses. I mean, they're slips, really. And slips, most people slip in that first year at some point. It's a very difficult year.
Ooh.
And the key is to stay in the program and to keep working at it, and eventually sort of sobriety takes hold.
Speaking of sobriety in the program, I was watching a little Bobby Brown special tonight with Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well, he'll be up here, won't he?
Well,
wouldn't count on it.
I wouldn't count on it. He's supposed to come in next week.
Yeah.
Bobby seemed fine. Whitney seemed like, I don't know what she ingested or what she is ingesting or has ingested. I would hope it was something. You know, like people do that stuff where they're like, hey, man, I haven't been taking drugs. It's like, you better hope you've been taking drugs. You better pray you've been taking drugs. Because other than that, you have a golf ball-sized tumor that's putting pressure on something in your brain. Or you just, something's wrong with you.
Yeah,
you need to be institutionalized. Right. So you should actually be working the, hey, I've taken a lot of drugs angle.
Yeah.
It's better, right?
Yeah.
It's like those people, it's like, I wasn't drunk. Oh, you mean you're just a world-class jack
Frick,
off?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, really?
Yeah.
You should say you were drunk.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse. Yeah. Use it. I use it all the time.
All right. So, Nancy.
Yes.
doing nothing, it's 100%. And I would predict that you must be doing something already anyway, like smoking pot every day or something.
The only thing I did was I moved. I moved from where I was to somewhere, and I don't think I can find any here. That was the only thing.
Yeah, but
really
you must
did.
Be doing some. You just must have switched to something else, to pot or alcohol or something.
Well, yeah, pot.
All right, so you're on marijuana maintenance. You're already in it. You're just going to switch. You know, you can either increase the pot or switch over to something else. You're still very, very active.
Nancy, you've been listening to the show since 12, and this is what you do?
Well, I didn't intend to do it, obviously. I hung out with people. I made some stupid choices.
Yeah, I know, but you've been listening to the show since 12, and this is what you're breaking through his heart.
What did you think I was going to say?
I have no idea. I just wanted your opinion.
All right, baby.
But we talk about this all the time.
You listen to the show, right? What do you think? Yeah.
You need to get in a program. You need to get in sober living. This is a very, very serious. I had an addict die just today. It's a very serious thing. It happens. It's a deadly condition.
How do they die?
Usually overdosing or getting an infection.
Which one's more common?
For heroin, it's usually the infections and kidney disease and that kind of sort of thing.
What's a kidney disease from?
Oh, they get kidney failure from nobody really, really knows.
Oh, really?
And they get heart. They get all kinds of horrible, horrible medical problems.
Wow. Oh, hold on. We got to break away. Left out of traffic. Get you over to Sky Chopper 5. Get her Insta active. Answer weather. Traffic. Yeah. Drew, you would not know how to dress, would you?
No, I have no idea.
No. It would be virtually impossible to figure out what type of clothing to wear before you left
town. In fact, I'd leave nude. I wouldn't wear clothes.
Well, here's what would happen if there was no goddamn weather on these horrible radio stations in the morning. Drew, it would be the same thing. The clock would say 8 a.m., and you would see Drew leaving his house wearing just a styrofoam cup and a little duct tape over his genitalia. And those low socks.
How dare you? It would definitely be a string.
No, the big
belt. Yeah, belt might start off one cup.
All right. And then you see
and a
me.
Cup, bowl.
A bowl. A styrofoam bowl over his junk and nothing else with the suitcase. And then you would see.
Briefcase.
Briefcase. Yes. And then at 8 a.m., you would see me leaving my house in one of those. One of those Nomex suits they use at foundries when they're like pouring steel with the full hood, silver. Yeah. The ones guys used to put out oil rig fires.
Right, right.
And full gloves and everything.
Sure.
That's how I would be, because we would have no goddamn idea.
Yeah,
it'd be impossible.
It'd be very, very random.
No, we need retards to tell us what it's like. By the way, is there anything you need to know less than the weather when you live here? I mean,
no.
Here's the weather. Look out the goddamn window. You know what I mean? The weather is what's on you.
Yes.
There's no mystery in it.
And it doesn't change sort of day to day.
No. Not here, I mean, it doesn't.
If it rains for a week.
Oh, please. Everyone, I'm disgusted at all of you. Radio idiots. Kayla.
Yes.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
That's it? Okay.
You sound hot. Did she stop talking?
She did.
This is different than when our phone just goes out,
she
right?
She actually just froze up on us.
Sorry, I've never done this before, so yeah.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If you're not going
to
talk
today, Junior,
if you're not going to talk for several minutes, announce that you will be not talking for several minutes, so we don't think that there's some problem with the phone line or that someone broke in and stabbed you.
Okay.
Oh, well, now see, that's
out.
Something wrong with the phone line.
The phone's out.
Ironically, she's probably talking now.
So the reason we can tell the phone is out, we have a little bit of white noise we hear, and that goes silent.
Right.
That's when we can tell the phone isn't working.
Go ahead, Kayla.
Okay. Well, I'm 16, and I'm engaged to a 22-year-old, and...
There should be a comedian who goes, white noise be like, hey, my God. Black noise be like, get the hell out of here. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I'll try that with Bobby Brown when he comes. Oh. Kayla?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What did you see? What was this on?
His new show.
Watched the show.
It's on Bravo, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was tailing around with him.
Oh, Whitney was all over it.
Yeah.
But Whitney is becoming hard to understand.
The shell of Whitney.
Here's the deal, everybody. if you're doing one of those reality shows and you're oftentimes subtitled and you're in the land speaking the language that the viewers speak, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
It's a bad sign when you're subtitled, oftentimes subtitled, and you ain't out, you know, it's not like you're not barefoot water skiing and yelling something at the boat
right.
with the camera crew
you're
in
the limousine.
You're in a limousine and it's subtitled.
I thought another bad
sign. That's a bad sign.
I know someone's working on the show and they said they got the review as the worst reality show ever. I thought, that is a marked distinction. I mean, you've got to beat out the Gastineau girls,
Everything.
I mean,
blown out. You got to be blow out. You got to be in everything. I would still recommend the worst reality show of all time to me is the best reality show.
That's
of
what
all
I'm
time.
Saying. I mean, that was yeah. like that's a mark of distinction.
Go ahead, there, Kayla.
Yeah. Okay. No, so I'm engaged to him, and it's right at this point. It's a long distance relationship. He's in Utah, and I'm in Colorado.
Wait, how'd you meet this guy?
He goes to school with my older sister.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you meet him? What happened?
Well, I was visiting my sister out there, and she introduced me to him.
And then you started dating him?
Yeah.
How long did you date for?
Well, I met him when I was 14.
And
for 2 years.
How you started dating at 14?
Yeah.
How often do you see each other?
Well, I haven't seen him since the Valentine's Day.
Well, wait a minute.
Whoa, no.
Ooh. He was 20 and you were 14 when you were dating?
Yes.
Mm. What do you mean you're engaged? How can you be engaged to someone you haven't seen in 6 months?
Hold on. I know I've been wrong in the past, but Asian or
yeah,
Jew?
Asian.
Asian. Jew? Asian. Which one are you? Well, I know it's one, but which one?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm neither.
What?
What are you gonna do?
My instincts are normally good,
you're
Drew.
Way
but
off.
I know, and you can never stereotype. But once in a while, I do, and I get a feeling, and I'm 0-1,000 in this department. Incredible!
How dare you?
Incredible! Wow! All right, so sure, not like 3/4 Jew and 1/4 Asian or something like that.
No.
Wow. All right, so 14, you're dating this guy, but you haven't seen him since Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
Yesterday.
Oh, what'd he say?
Actually, he's drunk at the time, so I'm not exactly clear of what he was trying to say.
What did it seem like he was trying to say?
He's kind of a sensitive guy, so he's always telling me that he loves me and stuff, and, like, I don't know, he's just...
What was he trying to say?
That he wants to come out here and see me. I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Wow.
All right, this is not a relationship. You are not engaged.
Him getting loaded and vomiting on the phone receiver is not a relationship.
Have you ever had sex with this guy?
No.
All right, that's good.
Oh, Kayla, what's up?
So at least he's not a criminal.
Kayla.
He's sort of a weird...
Let's get a question. Are you overweight?
No.
All right. Well, stop acting like it then. This is the work of a fat chick. What's wrong with you? You're 16. If you're not fat, why don't you just hook up with a guy in your home state, possibly even in your high school? It's more convenient that way. Get a regular guy. Get a boyfriend. We need some sloppy, drunk 22-year-old guy calling you from a state over.
Who you never see. This is bizarre, Kayla. You're right. You understand how bizarre this is.
I know it's pretty bizarre, but...
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you? Is there something wrong with your self-esteem?
Well, no, it's just that every other relationship I've had, it's always has drugs and abuse involved in it.
All right, so this is the alternative, which is to have a non-relationship relationship.
Yeah.
Have it with a guy who's actually not even present. Have it with a fantasy guy.
You're 16.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's your dad?
My real dad and my mom are divorced, so my dad lives in another town.
Have you ever met
All right, now look, I'm going to ask one more time. Asian or Jew?
Neither.
Look, I don't like the stereotype, but it has to be. Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Stop it.
Kayla, just stop it. Come on, baby. You're not stupid. You're 16. Every relationship before this has been drugs and abuse.
And by the way, before this was under the age of 14?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Lots of drugs and abuse when you were in the fifth grade?
Yeah.
When you were dating in the fifth grade?
Yeah, I was.
All right, well, stop it.
I was 12.
Okay.
That's not okay. That's destructive for you.
Please, baby, don't get pregnant. Don't go. What? Why?
Don't get.
Are you pregnant now?
No, I'm not.
Good. Don't have sex. Do something in school, would you?
Well, I'm in National Junior Honor Society. Well, I'm in Honor Society.
You are?
I'm a straight A student, yeah.
All right, so behave like a kid.
Straight A to normal high school?
Yeah, normal.
It doesn't have wheels on it or anything?
It's not a normal high school. It's a prep school.
Mm. So. Really?
Yeah.
Who's sending you to prep school?
My parents are.
They have some money?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. But look, all right, so you're going to go off to college?
Yeah, I have plans on it.
Okay, right, here's the deal. Don't act stupid.
But also, Kayla, you've got to get some treatment. If you're going to have a professional life and be able to sustain it without collapsing psychologically from all what you've been through, you might as well get engaged in some treatment right now. Get it going. And in fact, what will happen is you'll start attracting and be attracted to healthier people. You'll actually have successful relationships. Things will settle down. But some treatment, for God's sakes.
All right, we'll take a break. Confused ladies tonight. Somebody went through rapid detox. We got a circumcision question. We had a rapid detox question last week.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Yeah. Nick San Francisco. Kind of say. I think the guy was calling from San Francisco.
So. I think so.
All right. We'll check back with him after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. Yeah. Gotta get it on. No choice but get it on. 71 Artesia, 71 Rosemead, 71 Irvindale, 71 La Puente, Hacienda Heights. Check it in. 71 degrees. News, weather, traffic, and weather news all coming in top of the hour. We got Sky Team 5, Chopper 5. Weather, traffic, news, checking in. Top of the hour, core of the hour, and when it counts, we'll be breaking in with late break and weather, news, and traffic. Like this just in, Sun Valley, 71. So says Chopper 5, checking in. Sky Captain Chopper 5, checking in. With your up-to-date AccU news and weather coming in Insta-AccU. AccU Instu weather. Insta-AccU Chopper 5 weather. Acta Instu weather. Super Insta-AccU. Acta super Insta-AccU right now. Do weather about just past the weather. 71 coming in. Laverne checking in. Cudahy checking in. 71 degrees. Temple City checking in. DeVore, Pomona 71. Highland Park checking in. 72. What? No, 71 degrees. Azusa 71. This is your home for Insta Acta Acta Insta Perma Perma Acta Insta AccU weather coming in the top of the hour, the quarter hour, the 8th hour, the 16th hour, 32nd of the hour, 164th of the hour, breaking in, and when weather breaks, and when farts break, we'll be checking in with the AccU Super Instant AccU Weather Sky Camp Chopper 5. Okay? Yeah. Jim?
Yeah.
26.
We're here.
Hurry, we got to break away for weather.
Oh, get out of here.
Top of the hour, bottom of the hour, middle of the hour, and the left and right side of every hour. Checking in with Super AccU checking chopper weather. What's up, buddy?
I wanted to know about circumcision.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's the trend nowadays? I just had a baby boy.
Last night, and we're okay.
Yeah, we're deciding. We have a
trend
is like the first week.
Yeah, they do it quickly. They're doing it less these days. They do numb the area these days. Ooh. Also, so the baby doesn't feel anything.
They rub
so
a little coke on there.
It's not as though it's anything traumatic. It's fairly clear that the incident
has a weak constitution though.
Transmission
screamed when he heard circumcision.
The transmission of the wart virus is less. However, by the time your kid is a teenager, they will undoubtedly have the wart virus vaccine.
So really?
Less of an issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Party like it's 1999.
There are no cases of penile cancer in circumcised males.
And no cases in uncircumcised either.
And very rare cases.
No, look, there's nothing. There's a hygiene issue and a weirdo issue. Where are you going to raise a kid? In America or France?
California, America.
California? I'll go ahead and get the circumcision.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean,
splurge on his penis.
Why not?
Sooner than later.
Yeah. Hey, we got the appointment Tuesday. I guess they like to wait a few days.
By the way, I worry about parents that obsess too much about these more simple decisions. There's a lot more stuff ahead.
Yeah, whether you do it or you don't do it.
Just make your decision to move on.
Yeah, how many books you have to read on
it? Yeah, there are some... I mean, think about the more nuanced stuff coming down the line.
Let me tell you this, Drew, because I run into this every day. Then we got to break away for traffic, weather, traffic, and news. But here's the thing. A lot of people think it's a virtue to spend way too much time going back and forth, especially in Hollywood, too many emails, shooting back and forth, too many phone calls. And it's like, pardon me for being thorough. I'm like, pardon you, I'm going to punch you for wasting my goddamn day.
Yeah.
Stop talking about everything and just go do it.
Now that babies need you to be in charge and protect them and feel safe, that's what they need.
Not read 30 books on circumcision.
Well, not to be out of control yourself and not know what to do.
Yeah.
That's anxiety, and that's what kids pick up on.
Well, here's what a kid wants to see. Even if you don't know what you're doing, he wants to see someone who looks like they know what they're doing.
They want to be calm. They want to be taken care of.
All right, so, Drew.
Traffic and weather.
It's good stuff.
Let's go. Dr. Don't drop
Drew,
travel.
Boy.
But after
drop
break, maybe you might. You might.
I'll tell you, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Insta, AccuAccu, Insta, top of the hour, Chopper 5. Team coverage. Team Chopper, AccuAccu, weather, Insta. Coverage of the weather, the traffic, and the weather news.
Brought to you by
the Longo Toyota. I'll tell you what, it's dealing days down at Longo. Head on down. No reasonable offer refused. They're selling Camrys 50 cents over invoice. So come on down, stealing days, Longo Toyota. All right, we'll take a quick break. Crack back. Right back after this. Yeah, everybody. That's what I'm saying. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bobby Brown may be in here on Tuesday. And then the author of the best-selling book, He's Not For You. I'm going to tear that guy a new a-hole. I can't stand those guys. He's coming in after that. And then Rob Zombie is good old Rob. Haven't seen him in a couple of moons. He's going to be in here next week as well.
There we go.
I'm going to have to ask that guy about that book. Because if he starts getting into that stuff where it's like, if you call the guy and you call him repeatedly and he doesn't return your call, then he's just not into you. Hold on. If he starts crapping out those super ridiculous, obvious platitudes, I'm going to punch him.
Dogs being pack animals.
Dogs are pack animals.
Maybe he'll launch into traffic and weather.
Traffic and weather are not pack animals. Let me tell you, there are no straight lines in nature, and dogs are pack animals, and I believe everything happens for a reason. Stephanie?
Yes? Hello? Hi.
Stephanie?
Yes?
27?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I kind of have some sexual inhibitions, I guess you could say. The boyfriend I have now, I've been with him for like 7 months, and... Mm-hmm. He's really into anal sex or anything anal.
Yeah, by the way, that's not an inhibition. That's sort of good judgment.
By the way, that is a bad rider to tack on to the he's really into anal sex or anything anal. Makes it really ten times worse. Or anything anal, like anal memorabilia, anal magnets for the refrigerator, stuffed anal animals. Like, big anal fan. Like some people, like Batman.
But anyway,
he's got anal coffee mug. I love anus. Yeah,
that'd be I heart anus
bumper sticker. Oh, it's an eye. It's a picture of an eye and an actual drawing of a heart and then an anus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Anus. This guy's. Yeah, it's like one of your stupid mom's friends who loves hippos.
Right.
You get her a stuffed animal or an ashtray with a hippo on it. He loves ani. Anything ani. He's going to see him when they come around in concert again. All right. Anything anus.
That's not your new store, is it?
I've tried with him and I'm okay with it.
Everything anus.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Go ahead.
But I'm not comfortable doing anything with him that way.
Right, that's fine, because it hurts. And you want to do it, and that's fine.
I've let him, you know, we've had anal sex, you know.
Sure.
But, like, he wants me to play with him.
Oh.
And that's the part I'm kind of, like, weird about.
What would he like you to do?
Either, you know, play with my hands or, you know, my mouth, any of that.
So that mouth thing, why don't
that's
you
a,
just...
That's a commitment.
Yeah, why don't you just... Why don't you ask for a nice Cadillac for Christmas instead? You know, it's a taller order, the tongue anite thing, you know?
Be sure you do it in the shower if you do it anywhere.
Well, I mean, we've always like, cleaned with, you know, shower water, you know, first.
All right, be that as it may, you're not into it, it's fine. So what? That's not inhibited. Your boyfriend's...
No, you're not uptight. He's a maniac.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's starting to affect, like, the closeness of our relationship now. Because we've been together, like, 7 months.
He's a weird dude, is what... That's what's affecting
him. Yeah, he's into sort of fetish, and there you go.
Yeah, well,
that tends to make people feel... less connected in a relationship. It's not like you need to be more intimate with him by engaging in these crazy acts. Mm-hmm. The fact is he's asking for fetishistic acts that actually remove the intimacy from your relationship. He can't handle the closeness, and that's why he's kind of pulling out.
What do you do for... What does he do for a living?
He's doing pipe fitting.
Ironic. Yeah. All right. Yeah. He's so committed to the anal lifestyle that he has to work around fecal matter.
Not like that kind of plumber.
She
he's
said,
like
anything anus.
Anything anus.
Anything.
Well, we worked at a fudge packing plant out in Pennsylvania for a while. They took the raw blocks of crude fudge, and he would pack that in a 55-gallon barrel.
After a few years, he was union fudge packer. freelance fudge packer to begin with.
Take the main interstate out to Hershey Highway, turn right, you hit the main fudge packing facility. Anything anus. Yeah. Named his first kid Enos just because it was the closest name to anus.
Sounds like the Ubangus family again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There used to be a guy whenever I used to do politically incorrect named, let's see, his name was Niger Enos.
Oh, and, yeah. I remember I did it once with that guy, too.
N-I-G.
Yeah. He was a famous writer
N-I-G-E-R,
or something.
N-I-G-E-R, like E. A-N-U-S. I just thought to myself, God, is this guy just a letter or two off from just a train wreck of a name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niger Enos. Like, also has got to have is, like, one glass of white wine and just a little quick little Tourette's flash as they start to say, you know, at the podium, welcome to the stage, a great friend, a great author, and a great family man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just, and you know, it'd be running through your head like a crazy mantra, right, that you couldn't get out, and it would end up spitting it out. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, he used to show up on Politically Incorrect all the time. It seemed like every third time I did it, he was sitting next to me. Nice to meet you, Mr. Ain.
Would you normally sit on the left side of Bill or on the right?
I would. I sat on both sides, but I always sat on, at the end, I think I always sat on the left.
Because that's where Niger always was.
What'd you call him? He was a black guy, by the way, which, you know, really sort of compounded things. I forgot to say that. Yeah. All right, Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm calling back about that rapid opiate detox thing.
Yeah, that was you.
How'd it go?
We thought that was you. Okay, so let's just set the table here. About a week and a half ago? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roughly.
A week ago.
And I never got the answer. Goobers over Raisinets, by the way.
Oh, I made a commitment, by the way, that week and ate a bunch of goobers.
Wow.
You ever find out who's a little more?
I'll tell you, you are... You're cut out of a certain breed, a certain cloth, I'll tell you, Drew. Yeah, Drew and I decided. Now we're at the point where Drew and I can get angry about almost anything.
Anything.
Drew and I stood in front of the vending machine in the hallway, the radio station, and Drew got the Raisinets out of it, and then announced to me, "Wouldn't you rather have goobers than Raisinets?" And I said, "Yeah, any day of the week." And then he said, why does this vending machine have Raisinets and not goobers?
In fact, the theaters have. That's often the way it is.
Raisinets are ubiquitous, and goobers are a little bit hard to find. And the reality is 9 out of 10 Americans wants goobers.
Yep.
And then we decided Raisinets is a great name, and goobers is a horrible name, and that's why.
That's it.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All right. Same company.
Go ahead, Nick.
Anyway,
went in on a Friday. This is rapid detox.
Yeah, and my concern for you was the rapid detox is great, but my concern is what you're going to do next to sort of deal with your disease process.
They hooked me up with a psychologist. I for psychiatrist, psychologist, and he just basically told me that, you know, if I was feeling depressed, then just tell him however I was feeling afterward, and he got me on Trazodone, or he's going to start me on Trazodone. But as far
Nick,
as, like...
please go to Narcotics Anonymous. Please.
No, I know. This
yeah, I know.
Get a sponsor, work the steps. That is the treatment for this disease.
Tell us about the process, though. So it was, what was it? Like, was it $6,000-$8,000 or something? How much was it?
Well, the Wiseman Institute down south wanted like $14,000. So we went to Michigan to something like, you know, had back with a doctor, paid
awesome.
Six. And,
$6,000. All right.
Was there
and the, I was the first one in there. They did me, and I woke up, and next to me were two kids at the height of their, like, you know, withdrawal. And they didn't want to let me, the you know, nurses didn't want to let me leave, so I was sitting there watching these kids go through it, but...
So yeah. You went in, and they put you to sleep?
Yeah, basically just put you to sleep, yeah.
And they hook you up to a tube or something?
Yeah, you breathe. They breathe for you. You're paralyzed. You're completely out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I woke up.
I mean, they put a respirator on you?
Yeah, it's the general anesthesia. General anesthesia means you're frozen. You don't.
No, people are confused about it. I used to be too. There's local anesthesia, like, you know, you get a cavity filled, you get a shot in the gum, and then everything else is general to them, but they don't know there's one in between, which is what you get when you get some little outpatient surgery or
it's
something.
Twilight, they call it.
They put you to sleep, but you're still breathing and functioning
you're
on your own.
You're not under anesthesia, right.
Right. Now, when you have your hernia surgery.
General.
That's general.
Yep.
They're breathing for you.
You're out, yeah.
But they don't put anything down your throat,
do they? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought they just put a mask on.
They could do either way.
I didn't feel something going down the throat.
Yeah.
But anyway, general anesthesia, and you're out for how long, Nick?
I was out. They said I was quick. I was out 4 hours and then woke up and was just completely out of my mind, like didn't know where I was.
And in your body, you were watching two guys next to you going through the withdrawal while they were under.
Yeah, are you the first one done.
Nick, are you taking no drugs right now? Still smoke?
Oh, right now I'm actually fighting, trying not to go to sleep from a pill that he had given me to go to sleep. I wanted to call you guys first.
What pill?
The Trazodone?
Okay.
Yeah, Trazodone.
But you're not smoking pot, you're not doing anything else?
Oh, no, I'm completely straight. Like, I...
Mm-hmm. And did you feel then, so now it's 4 hours, how do they get your body to go through the withdrawal?
They give you an opiate blocking agent.
Yeah, see,
Naltrexone.
The day I woke up from, like, I suffered 2 days after, I kind of had a, you know, kind of wanted one, so I took 4 Norcos and just tested it, which is stupid, but tested it and nothing happened at all. I guess I can't get drunk either, so...
Wait a second. Drew's got a look on his face, but wait a second,
Nick,
Drew.
Hold on
a second.
This is such a mess.
Okay, but the rapid withdrawal, is it a withdrawal?
They saturate the opioid receptors with what's called an antagonist, a blocker. So they displace all the opiates from his system and hit it with a... In other words, inducing
snow
a
shovel?
Massive withdrawal, a sudden massive withdrawal.
So they induce one.
Yes, but here's the deal. The withdrawal would have taken him 3 days anyway, so he's saying he was out of his mind for 2 days. He could have done all that for $400.
I know, but people are so intimidated about the first 3 days. You always talk about the real work begins after the withdrawal, but people are freaked out about that first few days.
They have a pathological fear of those first few days. That's correct.
Well, everything. Cigarettes, booze, heroin, whatever. You quit. It's the first few days that everyone is freaked out about.
Sure.
All right. So, Nick, then you took 4 Norco?
When I woke up, I was just out of my mind. I grabbed some Norco and I took Norco.
Yeah, the out of the mind thing you went through, you could have gone through something much easier in a hospital and a detox center, and be just as done.
The easy way out for me, but like,
no, it wasn't the 20s. It's not the easy way out. You still went through 3 days of horrible withdrawal.
Yeah, but you didn't have the pain of it. I was basically numb and just, you know, laying in bed watching TV, you know, dozing in and out of sleep rather than, you know, cringing in the fetal position.
So what's the Norco doing,
Nick,
though? I don't get
Nick,
the part
hang
where
on a second.
The four
hang let me explain it 1 second. But, Nick, a properly treated opiate withdrawal, you should basically be asleep for about 3 days, and then you wake up and you're done. Most people do not remember their opiate withdrawal. in a hospital and treatment center.
I don't even know if I had one, but I assume I did.
But the point is, that's one of my criticisms of the rapid detox is when I often get them after they're through the rapid detox, they end up going through withdrawal for a week. That's worse. They're more encephalopathic. They're more dangerous, more problematic. What Nick takes is an opiate-blocking agent that he continues on. And because he was so out of his mind and so craving so profoundly and so desperate, he grabbed a bunch of narco, put him in his mouth, but because he was on the opiate blocking agent, didn't feel anything.
Ah, okay. Where'd he get the narco?
I had three that
he's a drug addict.
Oh. Well, what are you doing with your extra drugs? And how about sending them over here?
I got rid of everything, and I'm totally, complete.
Breaks my heart when people flush good drugs. All right, so, Nick, not exactly what you call a success story.
Well, no,
but
he's all right. He's doing okay.
No, I just mean it's not a ringing endorsement for rapid detox. I mean, you got to get on an airplane. At least you did. You have to pay several thousand dollars. You're still out of it for three days.
See, that's money. That money could have been so much better spent. You could have gotten three months of treatment somewhere for that easily.
Really?
Really high-quality treatment for six grand?
No,
he could Drew, for six
listen,
grand.
I'm in the business. I know. There's no
for six grand.
Two grand a month at a high quality joint.
At a high quality sober living or residential program. Absolutely.
How much is Betty Ford?
That's more expensive.
Is Betty Ford 10 grand
probably,
for a month?
I don't know. Probably 18 or something.
18 grand.
That's inpatient.
Yeah, you're gonna be listening.
You don't have to spend inpatient the whole time.
You know what? I'd like to go to Betty Ford. You know what? I just would.
You know
I just
what?
Want to take.
I'd like you to go to Betty Ford.
No, I just want to take. I want to take 3 months. You know, just go to Betty Ford. Just go there, and it'd be like, what's your drug? No. I'm gonna be drinking my red wine. I don't have a problem like you people.
No, your medicine.
My medicine. I need my medicine. group. Encounter group? No. No, group there? No. But I got my TiVo. I got my red wine. You got a pool because it gets hot out in Palm Springs. I just need about 12 weeks just to kind of get my head on straight.
Chevy Chase could be a roommate.
Yeah.
You guys would do well together.
I got to sort out some things in my own head.
Yeah.
And I need time. And you know what? I could do it at home, but the phone rings. Old lady wants something. Dog needs to be fed. Everyone's got an idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this way at least it gives you a reason to be unavailable.
Yeah, I'm going to Betty Ford. And it'll be awesome, too, because people will be like, Adam's, he was actually just tired. He wanted to read. Oh, people leave you alone. It'd be awesome. Nikki?
Hi. 25?
What's up?
I was wondering if after a sex change operation, are you orgasmic? Can you feel? What's going on?
After you become a man?
No, after, you have a vagina, when they do that.
Oh, well, see, you're a woman, right?
No, I'm gonna be.
Oh, you're gonna be? Oh, this is Nikki, who used to be Nick.
No, Noel.
All right, but still, you have to start it. There's a rule. You have to start it with the first letter,
yeah,
at least.
International convention.
Right. So you're a pre-op transsexual.
Pretty, yeah.
And are you on hormones?
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
Medroxy, progesterone, estradiol, and spironolactone.
Okay.
Fantastic. Again, I'm never wrong. Asian or Jew?
Half Asian, half white.
Ooh,
that's what?
Something. Which Asian?
Japanese.
Really? Have your parents killed themselves yet?
No, but they've got really mad.
Yeah, I'd say someone's gonna fall on a sword. Tell you that right now. All right. Well, that's good. And what were you molested or something when you were younger?
Mm-mm, no.
Can't hear. What's that?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You had a good childhood?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened? What do you mean, well, yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, I was a boy for a childhood.
What'd she say?
Oh,
she was a boy. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I see.
I didn't want to be, but apart from that, I'm healthy.
All right. So when do you undergo the surgery? So the whole time you were on the you know, whole time you're in school and a little boy and everything, you just felt like there was a woman trapped inside of you.
Yeah.
All right, and when are you going to get the surgery?
Hopefully, like, a year and a half, according to, like, how I'm saving.
Okay.
Yeah, how much does it cost?
Well, I saw one that was, like, nine. The last one I looked at, I try not to because it's expensive. It was, like, 12.
12,000. Yeah, okay, by the way. You've been researching this for a number of months. How much? It's really like a 20-minute answer.
He said
how much?
He tries not to look at the price.
All right. I didn't ask whether you attempted to look at it or not. Just give me a basic. I'm looking for ballpark on penis lopping.
No,
number one.
Ballpark. you're funny.
Number two. Number two.
Well, I believe there is still orgasmic function, Nikki. I think. Nikki. Do you have orgasms now?
Yes. The way I'm doing it, I could get an orgasm, but...
Nikki. What do you mean, the way you're doing it? What does that mean?
Anal.
And anal. But aren't you sort of lowering your sex drive with all that estrogen?
Not really.
Not really, okay.
Nikki, you're calling
I'm pretty sexual, actually.
You're turning me on. You're calling from San Francisco, so, you know, why don't you just get a gig with the city... like DWP or driving a bus or something, and then the taxpayers can foot the bill for it.
I tried. It's That's hard all. To get in to be, like, on the bus or...
He's thought about
yeah,
that.
I could imagine, because they pay
I just wanted to go back to college.
Nikki, what kind of person... What are you going to be once you become a female? You're going to start having sex with men?
Pirate.
Wait, I already do.
Yeah, that's the point. You have sex with...
I've been a boyfriend for, like, 3 years.
Yeah, but you have sex with gay men.
Oof.
When you become a woman...
What do you call it? Like, I think, he's bisexual, I guess, but he was straight. I took him from his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he likes the look of, like, someone who looks like a woman, but with a little baby, you know.
Small penis. Yeah. Well, you've called the right show. What, look, this guy's a disaster. I mean, look, let me just say this. It's impossible to judge.
You cannot judge.
How
dare you?
I know. It's impossible to judge. But the people that undergo this procedure, like Nikki, are in one category. And I have this sort of philosophical view of society, which is there's always going to be a couple of nut jobs out there that are interested in doing whatever.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the guys that aren't quite that nutty who are attracted to it or date or marry or hang out with. They're even more interesting. It's sort of...
Well, you don't talk to them. They're not out there parading around talking about it.
No, and
they're the ones who quietly do this stuff.
Yeah, they're going to work at their jobs and putting their suits on and stuff, and then they sort of, I like someone with those Eartha Kitt eyebrows and long flowing hair and a penis, but not a big one. What?
Well, you don't ever find out about it because no one will ever know that this was a male.
Right.
That's why he brings his girlfriend to the office parties.
I just want to know, like, I understand straight and I understand gay and I understand I like black chicks and big boobs and I like big women and all that. Even the anal guys, all those guys. But this one is just what? Look, are you straight? Are you gay? You want some penis, but you want it in a feminine, you know, you want the penis attached to a sort of feminine form? Like, what the? Let me guarantee you something. I could not hang out with this guy. Impossible. Not because I know what he's into and don't like him, because I can't, that kind of guy.
You would know it implicitly.
My spidey sense would just be going insane.
Yeah.
Nikki.
You know what's the best part, though, is I'm not very femme. I watch sports and I play ball and stuff, too.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. We certainly don't.
Well, you sound like a delight. you two should go on forever. You and your man.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. And, you know, I get you should talk to the surgeon before he performs the procedure. But I think we talked to Dr. Alter.
Yeah. And they still have orgasm
function. Dr. Alter. I'll be a guinea pig.
All right. My question, Nikki, though, is if you like being with gay men... or men who like female forms with small penises, that's what you like having sex with already, and you have found those guys.
why go through the sex change operation?
Because the, I don't care about what.
But then you're gonna attract a different kind of guy.
Oh, I'm more about the person, not really like what.
Yeah, but they're about you.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, by the way, she's more about what's inside. Meanwhile, she's cutting his penis off and putting a vagina. You know, she's not a material person.
Although, no, the outside doesn't matter. What does it matter? I'm more about what's on the inside.
I'm going to have my penis removed, but yeah. It's all about what's on the inside, and what's on the inside of me is a vagina waiting to come out. Once in a while, I have flashbacks to that guy or girl or whatever the hell it was. I didn't see. You remember when he brought that guy in who had that documentary made about him?
Oh, my goodness.
What a piece of crap that thing was.
It was a girl who insisted on being a guy.
The angriest person ever. I probably have ever met. Yeah. And actually, a delightful, whimsical combination of super angry and ultra stupid with a nice dusting of sort of religious retardism sprinkled in on top.
Sociopathy, too. He'd been lying to people and stuff.
Yes. God, did I hate that thing. God, did I hate that person.
And remember, the sex change was going to solve everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would take care of every problem.
Every problem magically went away.
No.
This is the most bitter, vindictive, just horrible, wretched person I've ever met outside of publicists.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's time with Sky Weather Traffic, Sky Weather Copper, Chopper. Checking in Sky 5 with AccuView. Cozumel Mesa checking in 71, Carson 71, Duarte 71, Monrovia 71, Cerritos checking in 71 degrees, Temple City 71, DeVore and DeVore Pass. Look out, slow and go. Look out for brake lights, DeVore Pass. DeVore checking in 71 degrees, Pomona 71, Highland Park 71, Azusa 71, Tarzana 71, Upland 71, Irvine 71, Hawaiian Gardens, Drew.
71.
71 degrees. Sunland, 71,000 oaks, 71 million oaks, 71s, 100 oaks, 71s, 10 deca and
Terra
checking in 71 degrees. Westlake Village checking in 71 degrees. Weather and traffic and weather news, traffic and weather, traffic news and weather, traffic and news, all at the top of the hour, quarter hour, half hour, 8th hour, 16th hour, and when it breaks. Coming to you live from the Sky Camp Chopper 5 with the AccuView Lesbo News. Natalie?
Yes.
23?
Yes.
What's up?
What's happening?
Nothing much, and that's the problem.
Mm.
I guess I'm what you'd call a lipstick lesbian. Very feminine, very, I love being a girl. But I love women, and I have a hard time meeting women who are not butch, you know?
So you like feminine women also.
I like feminine women also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is there a... Well, let's ask our own resident lesbian phone screener, engineer, Michelle.
Where'd she go? What does she do? What is one...
Well, is there a shortage of lipstick lesbians?
I don't... Where is she? What city is she in?
Tucson,
I live
Arizona.
In Tucson, yeah.
We got plenty of...
No problem?
There's a really great, gay scene here, but... Most of the women that I meet are pretty butch, and I'm not really into that.
Well, let me ask you this, and maybe the lipstick lesbians aren't hanging out and doing the gay scene as much.
You're a lesbian.
Or maybe the lipstick lesbians are a little bit harder to spot because they seem more like straight chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go to the bars. That's the worst place.
No. What should she do?
I mean, she should find friends, and they can introduce you to friends.
So gay friends.
Gay friends, guy friends, or even straight friends.
Oh,
gay
guys.
I have tons of gay male friends, and they introduce me to these women who are big and butch and look like football players.
Yeah, well, tell them that's not your speed. But here's what I'm asking.
Something about Tucson with the desert attracts?
No. But let me ask you this, Michelle.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage... Okay, you take your lesbian population. What percentage are lipstick lesbians or just sort of feminine-type lesbians? Lesbians that like to put on high heels and lipstick.
Yeah, it's probably like a 30% to 70%. Mm.
30 to what?
70.
30 lipstick.
Right. That's
yeah.
Oh, 30 to 70. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then there's the what ones are in between.
Yeah, there's the
androgynous type of.
Yeah, there's just the sort of chicks that they're like, well, not a dyke, not a full blown diesel dyke. I'm not a lipstick lesbian. I'm an I don't care.
Right.
I think that's what I would be if I was a lesbian. Sweatpants lesbian.
That would be you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I'm already kind of that, really.
Yeah,
kinda,
you really are.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I identify myself.
Yeah. Michelle's like a flip-flop lesbian. She's not getting dolled up, but if she has to, look out.
Yeah, look out. Ooh.
All right, so here's the thing. As I figured, Natalie's looking for the exception more than the rule.
Right.
She's having a hard time finding it.
Yeah.
And evidently the exception doesn't hang out at the bars either.
No. Go to the mall behind the makeup counters and the perfume counters.
What?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Those are lesbians?
I found some chicks at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but not just the mall, but at the department store, at the Bloomingdale's.
Yeah. Estee Lauder counter.
Mm.
That, those are lesbians?
Well, lipstick. Think about it.
No,
I understand.
Right
in the title.
Yeah, right. There it is.
Yeah. Those chicks are, you know, they're always a little obnoxious and they smell too much of perfume, but they're sort of hot. They get the cuties back there sometimes. All right. Hey, but Natalie, we don't know where to find you. Yeah, network. Use your friends.
All right.
And, you know, what can we say? I mean, look, it's no different than if you're straight
right.
and you're looking for people.
That's right.
Don't go to a bar.
Right.
Talk to people you trust. Let them, you know, put the word out there.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, Michelle, any sort of telltale hobbies or activities or anything? That
black powder rifles?
Oh, there you go. Well, that's the kind
that's
that
the
she doesn't
kind.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Yeah. Work for. Well, look out for the ones that drive the dog grooming van.
Oh, sometimes those are...
No, mm-hmm. No, those are super, super butch.
How about the works of the veterinarian?
It's pretty butch too.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, stay away from the little animal thing.
Yes, stick to the malls.
Malls good.
Yeah.
What's a job for a lipstick lesbian? Like you know,
the mall
for if you're a gay guy, you have that some stereotypical jobs, but there's a reason there's a stereotype. Flight attendant, publicist, flight attendant, hairdresser, and publicist. Yeah, if you're gay, there's certain jobs you just would do as a gay man. Is there any lipstick lesbian gigs that we should know about?
No.
No.
We're everywhere.
Okay.
There are probably strippers and porn stars that do that, though, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but they're sort of effed up and sort of sexually flexible.
All over the place.
If Charlie Sheen wanted to marry him the next day, they'd marry him.
Right.
You know, and they'd set themselves up in a nice house.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, Michelle.
Yes.
Do you look at the lipstick lesbians as sort of posers or sort of fair-weathered fans of vagina?
In other words, not real lesbians?
Yeah,
oh, no, not at all.
You look at them as real.
Beautiful women.
Yeah.
She likes the lipstick thing.
Well, my girlfriend is
beautiful. See?
Oh, really?
Yeah. She likes that.
Nice. Wow. Jealous.
All right, enough of me.
All right. All right. Adrian?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Well, I'm turning 17 on Saturday.
Fantastic.
All right, you're going to be 17. Okay, what's up?
Well, I watched Dr. Drew's TV show last night, and I was wondering what effect that female sex patch he discussed would have on someone with a regular sex drive.
The testosterone patch? It's not, this is a testosterone patch, and it's not been studied, and that's one of the concerns people have, is that that's one of the reasons the FDA is holding off on approving it. They're worried that people will start using it sort of recreationally or in sort of inappropriate situations. Obviously, the kinds of things you would get if you were creating higher testosterone levels than normal would be masculinizing effects. So you'd start having hair growth in the wrong places and your voice would lower. You understand?
Yeah.
Your sex drive would get a lot higher sometimes, but you would get a lot of other side effects that are less desirable. Clitoris enlarges.
Mm.
Lovely things like that.
Clitoral megaly?
Clitoral megaly. What's that, Adrian?
Megaly.
Well, you also said that it would...
My uncle Eubangus said it.
Megaly Eubangus?
Megaly Eubangus, and then there was clitoral Eubangus.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. What's that, Adrian?
Well, you said that it also intensify orgasms, so...
Yeah, it can. Is that, are you having trouble having orgasm?
Oh, no. Average, I have like 3 times when I have sex with my boyfriend.
All right, what's the problem? What's the problem? No, don't screw it. Listen, these are bad impulses you're having.
Don't monkey.
These things are meant to replace normal hormone levels, not to be used to intensify or to make things sort of extra physiologic.
Well, these are the guys who have perfectly reasonable erectile function and they want to get
Viagra.
They want to use Viagra.
Yeah.
22-year-old guy with a perfectly good boner. Michelle has no use for it, by the way. But
it's
I could use it.
A good one.
Don't throw that out, buddy. I'll use that. Michelle says fat.
And you say?
Hey. Hey. All right, let's take a little break, yes?
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonna drop trow.
Michelle, he will.
Down.
Watch out, he will. Mm.
I will drop chop.
He is wild.
Costa Mesa checking in 71. 71 over in Carson. Duarte 71. Monrovia 71. I like when they crack them. Cerrito checking
traffic and weather brought to you by Traffic and Weather.
Hey, we got traffic, weather, traffic news, traffic, weather, top of the hour. This week's sponsor, traffic, is sponsoring news this week. And the news going to go ahead and foot the bill for traffic. And then weather sponsoring traffic, news, and weather this week. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Look out for brake lights in the 405. Watch out for the DeVore pass.
I'm laughing, but it's a laugh of impatience.
Stephanie, 18.
What's up, Stephanie? Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I got a question about aversion therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how effective it is for someone that's going in as a first-time patient.
Aversion for what? For what kind of
for
problem?
For alcoholism?
No, zero. If that were significantly beneficial, we'd be using it all the time. In fact, it doesn't work. The only significant advance we've had in the last couple of years is a medicine called Campral that hits the GABA-A receptor in the drive centers of the brain and actually reverses some of the change.
GABA-A up in Chopper 5 with the Mega Action News.
And Campral, you have to take 2 tablets 3 times a day, but I've had some dramatic response with that medicine. In fact, I was talking to one of my patients today.
What is aversion therapy? You throw up if you touch alcohol.
Yeah. And people have tried.
Doesn't work. They push through it. What's
it
do?
It just doesn't. It makes you not want to. Listen, alcohol is its own aversion therapy. You drink, you vomit. People, I'll never drink again. And you do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
That's why I never make that announcement. I go, I might not drink again. But I always do might. I don't do never.
You don't want to be called a liar.
No, I do this. I should never drink again. But I say I qualify it with a should or might not or probably aren't going
to.
But
you knew better to say, God, I will never.
No, because I don't want to go back on my word. Oh. Yeah.
But, Stephanie, look, get treated.
I'm probably not going to do this for a while.
Ask if there were magical. Every alcoholic wants an easier, kinder way out. Every addict wants to substitute something else for their alcohol. Every addict wants to know why they drink or why they use. Mm-hmm. This one medication has been very useful. Again, I was talking to a patient today who was constantly preoccupied with cravings. No.
Good.
And the cravings went away, and she said she had a very stressful and emotional day yesterday, which normally triggers her cravings, and she had nothing. It was shocked. So it can be very helpful for them. And not to say that that's a substitute for recovery. She has to go to – she's going to sober living. She's working a program. But it's a good adjunctive therapy and a new advancement to the cognitive behavioral interventions and the 12-step.
All right there, baby doll.
What about Scientology?
Huh?
What about Scientology?
Enjoy. How about just doing the work?
How about, why you're searching for a way out. There are things that work. We know what works. Go take the treatment.
Okay. Yeah. Man, what about the Kabbalah? You get that piece of string tied around your hand. It's awesome, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's the Kabbalah.
Whatever.
It's everybody.
Here's what I understand. What do people think that those of us that work in this field are doing? We're withholding effective treatments? Or we want to try? We try everything, anything we can do to help these patients. Yeah. And there's certain things that work. And that's that. And that's it. And everything else doesn't work. Or we would use it. We'd use it like crazy.
Well, here's the problem. One is, people don't want to do the work, whether it's getting sober or it's going on a diet.
Right.
You know, I mean, think about what the diet pill, fad diet, fad workout, whatever industry is every year versus, there's a stretch of beach down the street from your house. Feel free to run on it. And here's some broccoli flour you can munch on the way. Well, who the hell wants to do that? So then comes this industry.
Right.
And it's that way with, you know, just about everything. And I don't really blame people.
No, no,
and
I don't
the problem is 2020 does some sort of story once in a while on some diet pill out of France. And uh-oh.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it.
Yeah. Not only that, but here's it. Then it, but it's the same thinking that, oh, my God, they put me on a diet pill. I had to go sue them. And I went, wait, no, come on. We know it works. Please.
All I'm saying is as long as there's somebody out there that has a less painful and easier avenue
people
for you to go down
it.
To, yeah. You become like water just flowing down the street. You hit an obstacle. You're not going over it. You just get diverted.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking. Oh, you just want an easier path.
Easier, kinder. Yep.
Yeah. That's how everyone who wants to stop doing something imagines it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dave?
Yes.
24?
Yep.
But hang on a second, Dave. But think how then vulnerable people are to these scams and stuff.
Yeah. Now, they are.
That's why there's a million diet books out there, I guess.
Right, and they never, whether it's, you know, grow hair where there was none before, or lose inches without doing sit-ups, or whatever it is, you know, look 20 years younger overnight, there's a part of them in the back of their mind that probably realizes it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, people can't be that stupid, can they?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I do. So, oh, no, wait, they are stupid. Dave?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yep.
Speaking of easier, kinder ways.
Safe and natural alternatives to penis enlargement?
Yes. I mean, I'm...
None.
You know,
nothing.
No, there isn't.
Nothing.
So are all those pills on TV fake? Those
yes.
Work?
Yes.
They don't work?
Some
correct.
Of them work, but I won't tell you which ones. So you got to try them all. Yeah, nothing works. If they worked, they'd be $7 million a bottle.
Right.
And every one of those guys, all the sultans and the guys of Brunei, all those guys, they would gobble up the entire market.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't work, Dave. What are you coming in at?
Well, what's that again?
What size is your penis?
I'm a 6 inch.
Normal. So that's normal.
That's normal.
All right.
I mean, does the size matter, or is that like...
No, it doesn't matter. What matters is about your self-esteem and your sense of your own worth and your purpose and place in life. So why don't you work on that, and all of a sudden, magically, the penis will be much less important to you.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're doing gay porn.
Then, no. Then it matters.
Pretty,
then it matters.
Pretty important factor. What are you doing? Are you doing gay porn?
I'm sorry, you gotta say again, you're breaking up.
Are you doing porn right now?
Oh, no, I'm nothing like that. I'm straight.
Oh, okay. What do you do for a living? Car stereos.
Massage therapist.
Massage therapist.
Yes.
Nice. You know, I store all my tension in my back. They always tell me, as opposed to a shoe box that I keep under my bed or my eyelids. Yeah.
There is a guy out here doing about 14 of those penis enlargements a week, and he basically cuts the tendon that, the ligament rather, holds the penis up and lets it come forward about an inch.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an inch in length, and then he sews basically a Pop-Tart under the skin. It's a cadaver tissue, and it gives you another inch in girth.
Awesome.
That's out there.
What do you charge for a massage?
Oh, right now I charge $75 an on-call for an hour.
A solid hour. And that's you coming to the person's house?
Yeah. Normally, I charge $65 if they come to me, but since I'm making the drive, it depends where they live.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I make good money doing that.
All right. And
we should have massage therapists here every night.
Do they tip you? Yeah, we could get... Remember I had to threaten to quit so we could get coffee?
Yes. Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes.
It was awesome. I was like... Hey, can we have some decent coffee in this dump? Because Drew and I are coffee drinkers, and we work late night. And they're like, let me think about it. No. And then I was like...
It's a bad precedent.
Yeah, because, the next thing you know, the DJs are going to want some Triscuits, and then you...
Our massage therapist.
And then before you know it, someone spent $8 on something. Radio is such a dump, by the way. It's nothing like TV. Oh, my God. Anyway, here's the point. We wanted some decent coffee. They said no. And we ate the bad coffee for like 8 years. And then eventually I said, we're going to need some good coffee or I'm going to quit. And they're like, well, now we got to think about it. And then I really threatened to quit. I said, look, either we're getting a Starbucks, and we're not paying for it, by the way, or I'm going to quit. And then my agent said he would pay for it, so we wouldn't, so I wouldn't quit. But then I told him he couldn't pay for it because he probably is, by the way.
He's a principal.
But I told him it's principal. I want the station to pay for it. And eventually, I think they broke down and got us some coffee. Is that what happened?
Good times.
It's awesome. Yeah. You know, here's the radio station. Yeah. It's like radio stations like the NRA. They just fight on everything, and then you never bring anything up again. Like, here's the deal. You work for a radio station. You shell out $15 for some batteries because you're out on the road doing some remotes or some DAT tapes or something. It's like, yeah, you guys owe me $15. We're going to need invoices on that in triplicate. Okay, we're out of the invoices. You're going to have those drafted by your own attorney at your own cost. They nickel and dime you to such an extent that the next time you go out and buy your batteries and DATs on the road, you just eat it.
It's like an insurance company.
They beat the crap out of you and you just start eating it. They're like the NRA. We go, look, we want to make these grenade launchers with the 50 round banana clip. Nope. Oh, no, not so fast. And then you argue about it for such a long time, and then later on you want to talk about a real topic. You can't even do it. That's what radio does. They cry like stuck pigs over some goddamn coffee, and you're scared. Could you imagine?
What insurance companies do too. Medical insurance.
Right. Now, imagine going down the hall and saying, "Hey, you know, we'd like some crackers too." Oh, forget about it. Mm-hmm. That'd be a 6-month battle.
Mm-hmm.
No, you couldn't do that.
Let's go get some Baby Ruth.
All right, we'll be back after this. Well, that's it. That's the show.
At least you'll always have traffic and weather, Adam.
Oh,
you will.
Yeah. Gotta get out the car for the, we're right at the top of the hour. That's when they usually break for traffic.
Let's go hear it. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I want to thank, who do I want to thank? Engineer Anderson for doing a fantabulous job all week. I want to thank Michelle for doing a great job, and Engineer Chris, and Producer Ann, and Junior. Producer Lauren. Only 5 juniors.
Woo. She lost about 47.
She really gets obsessed about the amount of juniors that go in before that.
She'll be doing cartwheels after this.
Doing a wonderful job all week. Who's our phone screener? Yeah, who?
Patty.
Oh, Patty. Yeah, Patricia. That's who I know her by. Good job, Patricia. And who else? Engineer Vic.
Chris?
Vic. I got it. Vic?
Rick.
Rick, yeah. Everybody, you know who you are.
Good times.
Hey, thank yourself. What do you need me for? So, until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.